So, long threatening comes at last. Later today, Donald Trump will unveil his promised package of international tariffs. He argues that the import taxes will help American manufacturers by encouraging customers there to buy US-made goods. Others warn that they're more likely to push up prices and trigger a trade war. 20 EU member states export more to the US than they import, with Ireland close to the top of that list. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is here. Brian, we don't have the details as yet, but there's no shortage of people talking about what they fear is on the way.
Absolutely. We'll get the details about 9 o'clock tonight, Irish time. The US President Donald Trump due to hold a press conference in the White House Rose Garden. But with, what, 8 hours to go to that, huge speculation, huge nervousness, it has to be said, from an Irish perspective. And I suppose three main sectors, three main industries, there's concern of pharmaceuticals, we've heard so much about food and drink, and also technology. That technology fear may be coming from the EU side in terms of what might happen on a reciprocal level. But certainly, yes, as you say, lots of people out and about talking about this today. Someone who's in town today actually is Christine Lagarde, the president of the European Central Bank. She's been speaking on News Talk a little bit earlier on today, and she was asked about the tariffs. She spoke about how they could be extremely negative for the world over, but that the scale of that negativity would depend on a few different factors like the duration of the tariffs, the types of products targeted, and whether or not it would spark a negotiation. And she said that negotiation would be key in all of this. We can hear now some of what she had to say on News Talk a little earlier.
Predictability is in very short supply at the moment, for sure. And I don't think that I have ever mentioned the word uncertainty as many times as I have in the last few weeks, because we simply don't really know to this day, which is supposed to be the day when it is announced, what the deal will be for the rest of the world. But what we know, Pat, is that it will not be good for the global economy, and it will not be good for those who inflict the rates, and all those who retaliate. I mean, it's going to unsettle the trade world as we know it. And I think Peter Sutherland would turn in his grave if he knew what is going on
at the moment. As one of the architects of globalisation.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Christine Lagarde talking earlier to Pat Kenny. Michael O'Leary of Ryanair was also out and about this morning. He was slightly more optimistic about what lies ahead. Let's give a listen.
Look, I mean, all the evidence thus far with Trump is that he'll impose caps, realise he's made a mistake, and then he'll vary them. Look, Trump is what Trump is. We have to deal with it for the next 4 years. It doesn't stop Ireland growing, but what's holding back Ireland's growth at the moment is this idiotic cap at Dublin Airport. Ryanair today announced our full-year traffic. We've grown by 15 million passengers in the last 12 months, from 183 to 200 million passengers. None of that growth took place in Dublin. So in Ireland, you have the world's fastest growing airline, not growing in Ireland. So scrap the cap, get on with it, and let us deliver the growth.
Could there be any effect, though, on your ability to purchase aircraft from Boeing, ultimately, if there's a trade war that arises out of all of this?
I mean, it's unlikely, but, you know, it's not, nobody's really certain. I don't think Trump even knows what he's going to do. Certainly our discussion with Boeing and with Airbus suggests that, you know, they don't want to, the US government doesn't want to upset Boeing's ability to sell aircraft around the world. So we don't think aircraft will be caught up in tariffs, but that doesn't mean it won't happen. But for the moment, we're happy with our aircraft orders. We have 330 new aircraft to take delivery of from Boeing in the next decade. We're going to grow from 200 million to 300 million passengers. The only question we will put to Darragh O'Brien this morning is, how much of that growth do you want to Dublin?
Michael O'Leary there talking to Joe McGrailey. Brian, you mentioned it briefly, but can I return to it? Some fears being voiced by the tech sector that they could have essentially be used as a pawn when the EU goes to fight back. Can you explain?
Yeah, that'll be them almost being caught in the crossfire, really, because Donald Trump is not going to do anything to harm the tech sector himself. Remember, Rachel, we saw the tech bros, or the broligarchy as they're known, these tech billionaires lining up behind him on Inauguration Day. They have donated millions to his campaign. They have very much cozied up to him. He has spoken very strongly about supporting and helping tech and criticising Europe for imposing restrictions and regulations on technology. So he won't do anything to hurt tech, but who will? The EU, because they will look at his tech bro friends and they'll say, well, this will be a good way to hit Donald Trump back. So what could the EU do if they were to retaliate and put tech in the crossfire? Well, the EU has an instrument called the Anti-Coercion Instrument, which is something that was launched back in 2023. And at the time, it was described as the big trade bazooka. Another MEP described it as the gun on the table that they would use in trade negotiations. This allows you to target a country that you feel is unfairly targeting the EU or in an EU member state. The kinds of things they could impose in that regard might be the suspension of intellectual property rights. You might see license fees on streaming services or software being suspended. Basically things that would really harm the tech sector. Tech companies, remember Rachel, that have big operations here, employ a lot of people here, so big fears that Ireland could be hit on the double, pharma and then tech when it comes to the response.
So there could be many, many layers to this. Brian, stay with us because joining us on the line is Una Fitzpatrick. She's the director of Technology Ireland, which is part of the business and employers group, IBEC. Una, thanks for talking to us this lunchtime. We heard a little there from Brian about your concerns. What form do you think the EU's retaliation will take?
Well, I think it's still unclear in terms of what the retaliation measures will exactly be. And I suppose we're pushing for them to adopt very measured measures and to avoid creating further barriers for European businesses that use technology. You know, new measures such as, you know, any taxes or restrictions would only undermine the Commission's own competitiveness agenda. It would increase costs and it would lower productivity for European businesses and reduce private investment in technological advances. So we would really encourage, I suppose, at the European side, that, you know, a very balanced approach, measured approach, and I suppose really avoiding unintended consequences. While, you know, they may try and target individual companies, the ramifications will be much broader.
Have you been talking to the government here about this?
Yes, I mean, we've been engaging with the government through the various kind of trade and economic forums. We obviously meet on a regular basis and highlight our concerns here. And we were in Brussels only just over 2 weeks ago discussing with MEPs and European officials, you know, measures in relation to this. And I suppose the message coming through is, you know, it's a wait and see game. It really all does depend on in terms of what is announced this evening by President Trump. And I suppose Europe will then probably take about 2 weeks to really consider its response. And I suppose as part of that and during that period, we'll very much be engaging in terms of being the voice of the sector and ensuring that, you know, while retaliatory measures are being considered, that the economic consequences of those are also considered.
Can you give us a sense of the tech industry's significance here? How many people does it employ?
Absolutely. So in terms of the size and scale of the sector, you know, the ICT sector in Ireland accounts for 1/4 of our corporate tax revenue. In terms of employment numbers, over 180,000 people are employed in the tech sector. And what we point to then, the digitally intensive sectors, which include advanced manufacturing, fintech, the digital creative industries, that entire sector is over 270,000 people. So it's a really sizable part of the Irish economy.
Una Fitzpatrick, thank you for talking to us. Also joining us is Simon McKeever. He's chief executive of the Irish Exporters Association. Simon, what are you expecting tonight?
What am I expecting? Well, good afternoon, Rachel, and all to all your listeners and Brian. It's difficult to say at this point. I had been expecting all along that there would be a very hard approach taken towards the European Union, because that's what the president was saying all along. And I think people, I don't agree with what was said earlier on there that, you know, there is this habit of Donald Trump of making these threats, rolling out these tariffs and other measures, and then rolling back on it. I think people actually need to understand that there is a fundamental shift going on in the United States in the way that it does business with the rest of the world. So my expectation is that we will be hit quite hard as part of the bloc of the EU. So there'll be no singling out of Ireland in all of this this evening. That's not going to happen. So I think we'll be hit quite hard. I think then, you know, I would absolutely welcome that the EU takes some time and there is a measured response to this. And I think that that response is going to take some time because there's quite a lot of different national interests at stake from the different countries in it. I think that was originally intended to be in and around the 13th of April. I don't think it'll happen until later on in the month. So, you know, I think for people in the morning, I think what they will really need to start looking at is, because even if there is a tariff of 20 or 25% put on the country, there will still need to be a look through in terms of what does that actually mean? Because when you look at the tariff and you look at the finished good, does it mean that the good that's made in Ireland, there's a 25% tariff on that? Or do you break it down into its component parts? And if there's a tariff then on China, or there's a tariff on another part of the world that goes into making that product, you know, how is that all going to break down? So I think that may take a little bit of time to unlock. And I would encourage all people, and you know, there's a big focus on the IDA, the FDI community in Ireland, but there's an awful lot of Irish businesses also doing business in the United States. And you need to look at classification, origin, valuation and Incoterms, and we can certainly help with those. And just one other thing that I've been thinking about as well, because we know that there's a credit squeeze coming, but that credit squeeze will come on both sides of the Atlantic. So banks are now looking at who has exposures to the United States, who has exposure to companies that are doing business in the United States. I can absolutely guarantee you that, you know, this kind of shift of manufacturing that the president wants to have, that's not going to happen overnight. There's nearly 500,000 manufacturing jobs been sought. Sorry, vacancies in the United States. So that is, there isn't this ability to set up a factory overnight in the United States.
Mm. At the very least, is future investment likely to be affected? Because Donald Trump has made his intentions clear. I mean, he said a few weeks ago, Ireland has our pharma companies and we want them back.
It's very hard to say how this is going to work out. It is very hard to say how this will work out. And there's actually a very technical aspect, particularly on the customs side, about how this will break out. But I just want, if I can go back to what I was saying about the credit squeeze, just for Irish companies that are doing business in the United States with American companies, there is a credit squeeze going to happen over there, because the banks will look at those companies. If they no longer are able to sell their products over there, if they're no longer able to import goods into the United States, the fallout, and I think it's an unintended consequence on the behalf of the American presidents, is that those businesses will start to decline. And Irish and other European businesses will go, I'm not sure I would want to do business with them anymore because we mightn't get paid. So I think there is, as Christine Lagarde said earlier on, you know, tariffs are good for nobody in all of this. And the whole world will suffer in all of this, including ourselves.
Simon McKeever, Chief Executive of the Irish Exporters Association. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon. Let's go back briefly to our correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, what should we be watching out for tonight?
9 o'clock tonight in the White House Rose Garden. It's chosen for that time, Rachel, because it's 4 p.m. US when the markets close. Donald Trump will be flanked by his cabinet as he takes to his feet in the White House Rose Garden. Among that cabinet is Howard Lutnick, his Commerce Secretary, who has said that Ireland
our is friend.
His favourite tax scam, that Ireland has all our business and we want to take it back. That's who's in his ear. That's who's talking to him. The EU will be looking at this going and saying, who else is in his ear? The tech billionaires are in his ear. Maybe we'll go after tech. Maybe we'll go after the things that are precious to him. Simon made the point that he said, I'm not sure if I'd agree with Michael O'Leary about, you know, Donald Trump announces something and then he unannounces something. I think he does. I mean, we've seen that's his form. So what I think what we might see play out is a slow burn where he announces something tonight, the retaliations come in, the people in his ear maybe start saying certain things to him, and then we start to possibly see the unwinding. But in all of this, it creates the uncertainty, it creates the nervousness, particularly in Ireland, exposed on so many levels. Both what Donald Trump might do and then what the EU might respond.
Brian, many thanks. That was Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent.